The first harpsichords I played on in Paris had limited possibilities. I was so hopeful of finding a harpsichord as similar as possible to those typical in the mid-18th century. The harpsichords, at best, they were known as museum pieces. Adorned with elaborate carvings, painted in faded colours and dull gold, they looked like ghosts. Once true showpieces, now forever silent. But what was the sound of these harpsichords, which musicians of those times had spoken about so joyfully? Reviving it, making it sound jubilant or emotional, rousing the purity of its polyphony, making the double manuals sound, singing the love cantilenas embedded in the wealth of its melodiousness. This is what I dreamed of, an ambitious, overflowing and persistent dream. But just dreaming about it was not enough. It became clear that I had to launch a campaign to construct an instrument as similar as possible to Bach's, and all this with the amicable understanding of Pleyel, the world-famous French piano maker. The construction of this new Pleyel harpsichord included two manuals which strike four string choirs, a 16-foot stop, 2 8-foot stops, and a 4-foot stop. In addition, the instrument had a coupler and a lute stop. I first played on my wonderful Pleyel harpsichord in public during the Bach Festival in Breslau in 1912.